Welcome to the Vanessa G Fitcast. If you think eating less is the answer to getting lean, or that you have to choose between having donuts and wine or having a body you love, well then girl, you are in the right place. Chances are you've fallen victim to diet culture's terrible advice on how to eat and exercise. But don't worry, this podcast is going to bring you actionable information so you can start transforming your body without giving up your life. I'm Vanessa Gillette, founder and head coach of Vanessa G Fitness and Nutrition. This podcast was born from my passion for helping all women create bodies they feel confident in. Thank you for tuning in and trusting me to support and guide you. Now let's do this. Welcome back to the Vanessa G Fitcast. I'm Vanessa Pozos, and here with me is Omar Pozos, my co-host and husband. And we're recording a good bit later than we normally do, and the sun is setting around us. So we're like, how do we figure out lighting with this right now?
We're like fighting the clock. I'm like, hurry up before it gets dark. Let's do this.
So if you're watching the video, the lighting might get strange as time goes on. But you know what? That's the fun of it. That's the realities of podcasting sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, today's episode, this has been inspired by some conversations I've actually had with clients and, you know, a couple of coaches. Actually, we were talking on our team call today, and a couple of coaches have had similar conversations with clients. I was like, I feel like this would be a good conversation for us to bring to the podcast, because anytime we're talking about it with clients, and I know there's probably others out there who would benefit from hearing this as well. So really, you know, a lot of people hear me talk about, especially on social media, I'll often refer to the times in my healing journey where I really pulled back from exercise and I worked out less. And I talk a lot about that because I think a lot of women need to hear that message. They need to hear the permission to do less sometimes and to allow your body to heal in that way. Now, the hard thing is really figuring out the balance between rest and movement. And this is where really this episode, I want this to be for those women who probably were that type of girl who, you know, used to go really hard at some point. Maybe you're still there, but you know, you've definitely never had an issue with going hard, right? Pushing yourself. You maybe were like up at 5 a.m. going to the gym, getting in workout classes. Maybe you're doing like double workouts at one point. Maybe you were like having the mentality of like the I'll rest when I'm dead. I know that was me at some point. I know a lot of women I talk to have been in that place. But the reality is, if you resonate with that, you probably now or at some point also have been in a place where your body just stopped working for you. Your body is not cooperating anymore, right? And now maybe you're craving rest, or maybe you're being told that you should rest. Maybe you're seeing my content and kind of wondering, should I be resting instead of trying to push through this and push myself harder? But the idea of that, the idea of slowing down, probably feels wrong, feels scary. It just
counterproductive.
Yeah, it feels like it would be counterproductive, and that's confusing for you. So this episode is going to be for you. I want to help you learn actually how to listen to your body and actually give you specific tools to systematize this, because it's going to be hard sometimes just to figure it out on your own. And sometimes when we say, you know, just listen to your body, it's like, but what does that mean? I don't know how to listen to my body. So I'm going to teach you how. I'm going to teach you how to do that, because ultimately, when we're in that process of healing, we're going to need at certain points both rest and movement, but in different ways. And both are going to be really powerful forms of progress. Rest is progress. Movement is progress. It just depends on the day, on the season. And in order to know where you are in terms of which one your body needs, we have to learn to listen.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is I'm really glad you're doing this, because I know you've gotten a lot of negative comments on social media with people are like, oh my gosh, Vanessa, you're just telling women that they can't work out. And this is the problem. Like, you're coddling so many people. And I know you've gotten so much backlash from this too, but I'm curious to just hear your perspective on, you know, to the people, and you don't have to go into this now, but like to the people that are like, what do you mean, Vanessa? Like, you know, less is not more. And you just have to have more discipline and more, you know, self, I don't know, drive, like, you know. So yeah, anyways, if you want to talk to those people now, you can, or you can dive into it later.
Yeah. Well, I hope this episode, if, and of course, none of those, you know, keyboard warriors would ever be probably listening to the podcast. But really, this episode is providing a little bit more context where maybe some of them are just like reading a one-liner without additional context to it. And they're interpreting it as you're telling women just to be lazy. Mm-hmm. And that's not what I'm saying. And most women are not interpreting it that way, but maybe some are, you know, accidentally interpreting it in that way if, you know, the keyboard warriors seem to be thinking that. So hopefully this episode can provide clarity if someone is confused on that, if they feel like, man, I feel like this is just, you know, being lazy if I'm doing less, if I'm working out less, if I'm resting more. But really, if you're like most women who have lived in go mode for years, your relationship with movement has probably been built all around discipline. And you've probably just built this relationship with exercise where you felt like, you know, if you showed up, then that meant you were successful. And if you worked hard, if you were, you know, breaking out a sweat, you were just like feeling whipped afterwards, that felt like, man, I did good work. That felt like I did something good. And you had this good, bad relationship between working hard equals good and resting, missing workouts, not exhausting myself equals bad. And maybe that did work for a period of time, but you're probably listening to this episode because at some point your body started whispering to you and saying, I cannot keep doing this. Maybe the whisper showed up in the form of fatigue, maybe brain fog. You're just like not thinking very clearly through, you know, you're struggling with your work. You're struggling maybe with conversations sometimes where you feel like you just can't like come up with words. Your brain just feels fuzzy.
What does
fuzzy.
Kevin say from the office? Like, why say more words when less words do trick?
Yeah. Sometimes when I was really brain foggy, that definitely was how I felt like I was communicating. Maybe it's showing up in the form of anxiety. Maybe it's showing up in the form of unwanted weight gain that just isn't making sense. You're like, how am I, you know, pushing so hard yet I'm gaining weight? Maybe you're just really bloated. You feel like your body's not digesting food very well. Maybe your cycle is gotten irregular. Maybe you're losing hair. Maybe you're, you know, having insomnia or just like your sleep quality is not good. There could be a lot of ways that your body is whispering to you. But if that is you, if any one of those has been your situation, this is what I want you to know. You have not failed your body. And you can absolutely fix this. Your body is not broken, but your body is trying to get your attention. And that means that something probably has to change here. So we have to learn to listen. We have to figure out what your body specifically needs. And when you're healing from burnout, your body signals can definitely feel a little bit confusing. You know, when you're on like the up, so like this is really, you know, for a lot of our clients who are in that process where they're starting to feel better, they're noticing a lot of positive changes, but they're still kind of in that limbo period where they're like, okay, some days I have a ton of energy. I'm like ready to like work hard. You know, we're maybe back in the gym, we're doing things. But then other days I feel flat. I feel heavy. I feel, you know, off. And they're kind of like in this back and forth still sometimes. And that's because your nervous system, your adrenals, your hormones are all still recalibrating. And it's not this linear, just every single day is better than the last. There's going to be some dips. There's going to be some days that feel a little bit like setbacks. And in that process, the question cannot be, am I lazy if I skip a workout and listen to my body here because I feel this way? Or am I setting myself backwards if, you know, I've been feeling better and I've been on this routine and this plan with going to the gym, but now I'm feeling like I actually need to do less? No, I actually would argue that that is progress, learning how to listen to your body. And figuring out what type of support your body needs, that is actually going to be a really incredible skill to acquire, not just to heal your body and get results, but actually be able to maintain them long term. So to help you figure that out, I actually want to walk through a little bit of a self-check-in that you can use. And so I have 5 questions here, and this actually came from a conversation I was having with our coaching team, and Coach Krista actually created the self-check-in for one of her clients. And I thought this was just fabulous and something that we can really systematize. And I wanted to share with all of you all as well. But this really takes you less than 2 minutes, and it's going to help you just kind of separate out the difference between mental fatigue and physical exhaustion and really kind of understand what should I do right now. So this is something that you could use anytime that you're feeling maybe tired, you're feeling unmotivated, you're feeling just kind of like unsure of what your body needs. Go to these questions and let the questions decide for you. So let's kind of walk through together. So the first question, very simple, how did I sleep last night? So if you slept less than 5 hours, or, you know, you just tossed and turned all night long, I want you to just immediately know that it's a rest day. Like, that is going to be the rule. If you slept less than 5 hours or you tossed and turned all night, take a rest day. You do not need to be in the gym. You do not need to be exhausting yourself. And taking that rest day, even if it was unplanned, even if this was supposed to be a workout day, even if it's going to throw off your routine and, you know, set you back in terms of getting all your workouts in, that does not mean that you're being lazy. That does not mean that you're off plan. It's ultimately important to make sure that your body is not running on empty. And it's ultimately important to make sure that you are actually resting and nourishing your body and setting it up for better sleep in the future. Some things you can do in that situation would be still maybe go for a light walk, maybe do a little bit of stretching. So, you know, if you are craving some movement, that can be a good substitute there. If you slept 5 to 6 hours, now you're kind of in that functional fatigue zone. So you might be feeling a little bit tired. You might be feeling like, oh, I kind of want to move. You can kind of be like in the middle. It can go either way. But in that situation, if you slept 5 to 6 hours, I would say let's skip our workout, but let's definitely get some form of movement in. So that could look like going for a walk. That could look like doing mobility. That could look like doing some yoga, something that's going to help regulate your energy without draining your adrenals. That's important.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
So I know this is going to happen, and I'm going to open up a can of worms. We don't have to go so deep into it, but what if somebody's like, Vanessa, I actually sleep 5 to 6 hours on a daily basis. Is that more of like, okay, we need to clean up your sleep routine, yeah, or hey, we need to look deeper into what's causing this? So like, this is not necessarily, it's more of like a byproduct kind of thing.
Yeah. If you're sleeping 5 to 6 hours a night, that's step number one, is I don't even want to add in workouts.
Like, I don't even want to talk to you yet.
No, I absolutely want to talk to you. I want to work with you on this. I want to help you really establish good habits and figure out what is causing you to sleep 5 to 6 hours a night. Because if it's a lifestyle situational thing, do we need to look at what's causing that and make adjustments? Mm-hmm. Is it a physiological thing where you're struggling to sleep anymore?
Which
than that?
Then kind of brings us to what you're about to talk about here.
Yeah. So then it's like, there's a lot we can work through. If you are, you know, only sleeping 5 to 6 hours and it's physiological, there's a lot we can do to support your body. But the last part of this question then for how did I sleep last night would be if you slept 7+ hours. So as you could guess, then this is the kind of like option C, which would be if you slept 7+ hours and you feel steady, you feel pretty good, your body is probably in a good place to handle intentional movement. So even if like mentally you're kind of like, I don't really want to, this is like probably your body's in okay position to do so. That might mean strength training. It might mean Pilates, might mean, you know, getting in a good sweat, but only if it's going to feel energizing, not depleting. And we're going to talk about that as we get further into the question. So that's just question number one to kind of feel like, okay, where am I at so far on this questionnaire? Now, question number two, I want you to ask, how is my stress level right now on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being lowest, 10 being highest? If it is a 1 through 4, you are calm enough, your stress levels are low enough, that movement would probably actually energize you. It probably would be a good thing in this instance. If it's a 5 to 7, that's kind of like that middle zone of stress. This is where we could do some movement, but we want to probably keep it a little bit gentle. Again, probably, you know, maybe going for a walk, maybe some light lifting. We're not going to shoot for PRs in this situation. Maybe doing a yoga class, like a light Pilates class. We're not trying to be the best one in the class by anything like that. But we just want to kind of help release some tension without overloading your nervous system in this situation. Feeling a little something, it's okay to move and like kind of a little bit get that out through movement, but we're not going to try and exert ourselves really hard and just kind of overload our body. Now, if it's an 8 to 10, if your stress level is at that, you know, peak height, 8 to 10 point, this is where we need to pause. Your body does not need more cortisol. It needs grounding. So let's try some deep breathing, some journaling, a slow stretch, even, you know, a nap in this situation. That is absolutely productive when you're healing. Number three, how does my body feel physically? So now we're getting a little bit subjective here with this. But you need to be honest with yourself and truly ask here. Option A, do you feel heavy, sore, stiff, or maybe achy? In that situation, that is your nervous system talking to you. That is your nervous system asking for some gentle recovery. So some walking, some sauna, some Epsom salt baths, light mobility work, you know, doing some lymphatic drainage, kind of like some manual lymphatic drainage on your body. Like that could all be really, really helpful in this situation. Now, kind of option B, if you would say that you feel kind of like restless, or, you know, maybe you're like, I feel like I just even kind of need to like burn off some energy. That's almost more like heading a little bit more towards like anxious, but like not anxiety, but, you know, a little bit more restless. In that instance, you know, a short, low impact workout could help you recalibrate a little bit. So again, not exhausting ourselves, not heavily exerting ourselves, but a little bit of something would probably might help in that situation. Now, if you feel flat or drained, if you feel just completely, you know, exhausted here, this is not the time to force a workout. This is the time to just actually pull back, because otherwise all you're going to do working out is just pull from your energy reserves. And your body doesn't have that right now. Your body does not have any energy reserves, and that's why you're feeling that way. So rest is going to be the better investment in that situation. Now, next, we're going to ask, what is my emotional state? If you're feeling anxious or on edge, some easy movement could actually help discharge some of that excess energy. So that could actually help in that situation a little bit there. If you're feeling sad or numb or, you know, emotionally empty, let's start with just some light rest, just a little bit of like restful movement of just kind of like walking a little bit, but more so just really leaning towards rest, going outside and kind of just like literally just being in nature, just like grounding, getting your feet in the grass. That could be really helpful. Get some sunlight, maybe sit outside and journal, like really just, I find getting out of the house is important in this situation, but you don't need to push yourself by any means. If you feel neutral or content, you can move your body intentionally and, you know, just enjoy it. Find something that feels good for you in that moment.
You know, one thing I've noticed throughout these four things that you've kind of mentioned so far, babe, is just how none of this, like activity or movement, is like a punishment to your body, right?
No.
And it's not like, hey, you know, because you didn't, I don't know, because you overate or because you haven't been working out, like now we have to ignore your body. And so, to me, it's so intuitive where you're like, hey, you know your body better than everybody else. And that's why having these questions is so helpful. But again, coming at it from a perspective of like, hey, you know, if you feel neutral or content, great, go move your body, intentionally enjoy it. Or the other one was like, hey, if you feel restless or you need to burn a little bit of energy, sure, a little workout can help. But it's never coming at it from the perspective of punishment, which I think is cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Number five, so this is the last question. And so at this point, you probably have an idea of like, okay, I kind of have an idea what I should do here. But number five is a really good one to help you figure out. And that's just asking yourself, how do I think I'll feel after? So I really would even argue like this is the most important question, because I think this is the one that people get wrong. They really miss, they misinterpret what they think they're going to feel afterwards. And they always think like, well, in the past, when I'd push myself, I'd feel so good, but you might not be in that same place right now. And your body may not feel that way. And think about recently, how do you feel when you work out? And knowing how you feel when you work out at different times, depending on how you felt earlier on, like collect data about this so you can start to really anticipate what you're going to feel like. So ask yourself, if I move right now, will I feel recharged or will I feel depleted? Because both will happen in the healing journey. You're gonna have times where you move and you're like, that felt so good. I'm so glad I did that. There are times where you move and you're like, oh, I did too much. Like, I don't know if I should have done that. I still have those days. I know sometimes like we would go to the gym together, and I think like afterwards we'd pop over to the grocery store and you'd be talking to me and I'd be like, I can't focus on the words that are coming out of your mouth right now because I overexerted and I am feeling it right now. Then there's other times we leave the gym and I'm just like yapping because I just have so much energy. So it still is going to be an ebb and a flow. And this truly is going to be a long-term area of discernment. But the more you collect data on this, the more you're going to be able to discern in that area. And truly your gut is going to know the answer. So whatever kind of comes up for you when you ask yourself that, you know, if the idea of a workout feels exciting, go for it. If the idea of a workout feels draining, even just to think about it, that's probably your body saying, hey, today's not the day to do this, even if you feel mentally like you should.
Do you think, is there like some sort of structure that the listeners could follow to this? Or is it like literally just being like, oh, like, I guess, how do you differentiate between like, I just don't feel like it and I'm actually listening to my body. Does that make sense?
I mean, using these questions is kind of the differentiator.
Yeah, I guess so. But I'm saying, like, is this something that you should ask yourself like every single day or like in the morning or like what do you think?
I truly would encourage people, use this just for a period of time every time. Like, think about maybe for the next week, challenge yourself to check in and use this questionnaire every single day. That means, like, if you have a planned workout, take 2 minutes to run through those questions and be honest with yourself, because then you might have some days that you plan to work out and you go through the questions and you're like, today's not the day. And then you might have a day where you didn't plan to work out, but you go through the questions. You're like, you know what? Today would be a great day for some movement. Today actually would be a perfect day to get that in. Obviously, it doesn't always work out that easily. Obviously, we have lifestyle factors that play a part in whether or not we get a workout in, whether or not we move. But this is a great time to collect data and actually start to figure out what happens when you do different things. Do you, you know, if you took a little bit more rest days, are you sleeping better? If you're working out a little bit more, are, you know, does your mood improve when you do that? Does your energy feel better or worse when you have more workouts or less? Because at different seasons, that answer is going to be different. And we need to figure out where you are right now. And that is how you're going to start actually building trust in your body again, and not just being stuck in like a rigid plan where you're just always doing what you think you should do, but actually truly learning to listen to your body, treating your body like it is a teammate that has just been kind of carrying you for a long time. And now you need to actually start to figure out, okay, what do you need? How can I support you here? So stop forcing, start listening. I truly think that's going to be the biggest differentiator for you.
I just saw this on a reel the other day and somebody was saying how they were like, think of it like this. If you could borrow somebody else's body, but you had to return it back to them within the year, how would you take care of that body? Mm. Would you listen to it? Would you support it? Or would you punish it and beat it up? Right. And I'm like, oh, that's such a great perspective. And you know, I forget who the girl was, but she was like, you know, if you would do that for a friend's body, then why wouldn't you take the time to do that for your own body?
Yeah. 100%. Whoa. It's a great
analogy.
Great one.
Thanks.
Awesome. Well, I hope that this was helpful for you guys. And definitely I would encourage you to save this one and come back to it in different seasons when you may need to kind of come and check back in with this, because again, your body's going to be different in different seasons and that's okay. Our bodies are not meant to stay the same for all of our lives. There's going to be different times where we need a little bit more rest. There's many times where we need a little bit more movement, and hopefully this little self-check-in helps you kind of differentiate and figure out where you're at in that. So if this was helpful, do us a favor, send it to a friend, or maybe take a screenshot, share it on your Instagram story, tag me so I can see it. Let me know, are you, you know, choosing rest? Are you choosing movement? What is your body feeling? Let me know so I can kind of cheer you on and support you there. But we'll be back next week with another great episode.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening. If you learned something today, the best way to say thank you is to subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review in iTunes. And if this particular episode resonated with you, do me a favor and take a screenshot and share it on your Instagram story. Don't forget to tag me at Vanessa G Fitness so I can show you some love. All right, my carb queens, talk to you in the next episode.